Listen, as a husband, now I don't expect you to understand this, but as someone who's married and has someone who loves them, you know, waiting for them and really looking out for them, my job? Support.
Like a bra. I can't wait till you get your first divorce. I will never forget mine. It was really, I mean, it was fraught.
You can't divorce your cousin. That's just like a legal proceeding turning things right again.
That is offensive to a lot of the South.
I know, I grew up there.
Did you hear that? I think someone laughed at that joke.
No. Okay. That window looks directly at guy who screams fuck all day.
Is he still at it?
Screaming? Fuck? I haven't heard fuck. Well, no, he does every day.
I think I just heard him laugh.
Well, it's 4th of July, so he's not fucking today. He's really celebrating all the freedoms that let's be honest, that he still has. 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, look, like the 4th of July.
We cannot confirm nor deny that it sucks this year, let's be honest.
It hasn't been great for, you know what? I'm going to say this.
200 years.
It hasn't been great as a former pet owner and you as a pet owner. Fuck fireworks.
Okay, but, right, in Chicago, fireworks, 4th of July weekend, for like 2 weeks, it's just constant and JB wanted to jump out the window.
Animals are horrible.
Have you heard a single firework?
By me, yes.
Oh, by me?
And
not a single one.
Well, you've just jinx monsooned yourself.
I know. Let me knock on wood.
No, ow.
Oh, fuck, I'm sorry. I
forgot. That wasn't that bad I'm cushioned.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I know your titties are so sensitive. It's okay. I'm so sorry.
Sometimes, right outside my window, it's very loud and scary.
Last night, I gave JB her very expensive trazodone, which is like her fuck me up pill.
Trazodone is such a handsome name for a boy.
A drag king? I agree. Please welcome to the stage, Trazodone, and then all the dogs just fall over. But I gave it to her last night, not a single firework to be heard. She'd lay down, and then when she'd wake up, she'd get up, but it's like she couldn't feel that her face was off of that surface, so she'd keep it in that, whatever that position was. She'd be like,
oh.
Yeah, she was fucked the fuck up. There's no fireworks over here. I bet it's just because fucking cops.
ACAB.
Bonjour. What's welcome?
Bienvenue. Welcome. Bienvenue.
Welcome. Okay. Bonjour. Bienvenue. I'm HO.
I am HO.
Bienvenue. Welcome.
Fun de étranger.
Go ahead. Sorry.
In my homosexual opinion,
I'm Darby Bag.
Not Alexis B. Bevels. The P stands for Parlez-vous Anglais? I hope so, because we're about to review Drag Race France.
That's all we know. That's all we know. Drag Race France, Drag Race Holland, Drag Race España. There's so much English that just kind of seeps into it, where they're like, French, 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 baguette, baguette, baguette. And then suddenly they're like, yes, sachet, work, bitch. And it's like, oh.
Chante, you stay.
Yes. Or sometimes even this episode, I heard someone say like, thank you in English and then say, bienvenue, welcome. Wait, what is it? What's thank you in French?
Thank
bon
you.
Bon appetit.
No. Wait, why am I blanking? I've been to France.
You went once. Anyway.
Two players, please.
So I'm just hearing a lot of English kind of pop back in and out. I'm reading those subtitles and suddenly I hear English and I'm like, oh, I know that one. The one person, the one creature that could actually get me to speak French was Buzzy. Do you remember Buzzy?
Hmm.
Is it Buzzy? Is that right? Hang on.
Buzzy?
No! Put it on Reddit.
Hey, Buzzy.
Do you remember when we were kids, okay, and you confirmed today when I bought our plane tickets that you're like a year younger than me. You're not that much younger.
Thank you, by the way, for thinking that I was 2 years younger than you.
Not because of the way you look. It's like the things you don't know. Buzzy was this cartoon. It was like this cartoon monster that looked like a bear. And there was that commercial where he's like, je suis la jeune fille. And then a little American dumb bitch girl goes, je suis la jeune fille. And then this woman in this awful dress is like, turns to the camera. Yes, that's French they're speaking. But no, these children are American. It's like babble, like learning language, but through French cartoons of like sad monsters.
Oh, that's
cute. Does anyone else remember that commercial?
Did you ever have this in elementary school, in grade school, where...
Lunch, we every day.
Each classroom had like a fuzzy monster, and every weekend one student got to take it home and then bring it back and do a little presentation on what you and your monster did.
We had church on the weekends.
We had, although it was gross because it was gendered, we had like a blue monster and a pink monster, and every weekend a boy and a girl got to take one home, and when they came back they did a book report on what you did.
But so wait, I remember when you took the boy home, did you like...
It wasn't a puppet.
Oh.
I remember though, I got my weekend when we were going out of town, so
no.
I got to be like, we went to Alcatraz, and...
What? You took your puppet to Alcatraz?
It was being very bad.
Alexis! So we are returning to France, and
yes.
it is fun. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm enjoying this.
I'm really enjoying it. And not like angry at them for being so much better than us.
Well said. Well said.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm angry at a few of them, and that will come out in this review. Now, it was exciting to return to France because, you know, it's been so long since I've sung at Notre Dame.
Oh my God. You know, and same.
Oh.
It's been a long time since
What did you sing at Notre Dame?
Burning down the house. I'm sorry. That wasn't okay.
So the mini challenge, they have to be rock stars.
They have to be rock and roll stars.
Let's move past
that. Did they know the words?
Rock stars? No, so drag... So
they were lip syncing.
They just got rock and roll in France.
I will say, having guest drag kings be the rock band...
That was fun.
It was like a sweet little moment, that but let's fun. Get drag kings on the show.
Let's get Tenderoni to win everything.
Well, that's why they won't, because they know Tenderoni would wipe the floor with everybody else.
Are you rock and roll today? Oh, wow. Grand Dame won because she did all the rocks and some of the rolls.
She was funny.
Sure. They are doing an acting challenge.
Another
and she got to choose
challenge.
The roles. Yeah, we just saw an acting challenge on
For
All
America.
Stars. So it's so exciting to see, it translate, you know, to see it go from one side of the pond to the other.
I will say this.
Okay.
I think that I did enjoy watching this one more than the other one.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did have this.
They also had a lot of references that Americans got. I'm going to be honest with you. Thank you. I know they didn't do it for Americans, but like they picked someone that we knew, La Vie en Rose. Like they picked references we understood.
Yeah.
Mimes, stepped on a few. We do get a very special guest. She is the French Meryl Streep, from what I understand.
Yes, and she is a drag queen that is a very famous German singing opera singer character. She sings.
She sings in German? Could you give us a little
Marianne
taste of that?
James. I really want to do something in poor taste, so I'm going to not.
That's growth.
Thank you.
You do have a growth I'd like you to see a doctor about. Is that skin or? So we saw All Stars with an actual director giving them acting notes like a director would. And then we got to this one where it was a little more line reading, but her
energy.
It was
a little more like, don't be bad.
Yeah, which I appreciate.
That's terrible.
This is bad.
Let's move away from that.
I'm so sorry, you beautiful Instagram model, to La Grande Dame, because they were giving her a lot of notes back and forth that were just like, don't do that. Stop it. You're doing bad.
Yeah.
Like, that was
that was rough.
That's tough. That's tough to see.
The guest judge was saying, like, we get that you're beautiful. We don't care. You need to work on your interior.
Which people tell me that all the time, okay?
And I've heard that once or twice. I've heard that once or twice.
Oh, while people were telling it to me, you were standing nearby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
bitch. Hopefully the message gets through.
But also, look, now, generally, I agree.
Generally, she's not nice to pretty people.
I'm team talent more than team, like, beauty.
Thank
but I think it's a little unfair because I do think La Grande Dame is talented.
Oh, her talent show is great.
I think she has a funny sense of
from
humor.
From the guest judge's point of view, which is the only interaction she's had with her was the acting challenge.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Right.
She and Paloma, they had to be on stage the entire time.
You know what I was kind of giving? Ab Fab with those two.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Paloma
Fabulous.
Doing both and Grand Dame being the daughter But overall, super fun to watch.
Yeah.
Who were your standouts?
Oh, well, Alita Banana, obviously. She killed it out the gate.
She's energy.
And like,
you know who I liked?
Tell me.
Brioche.
La Brioche? Brioche?
I thought she was so funny. Am I dumb?
No, I thought she was great.
I thought she was so funny. And I thought, like, her eye makeup, like, her kind of old school eye makeup actually worked for the character. I was like, oh, bitch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did you think of
Cam Hugh?
Cam, I was going to ask you.
I just said I was enjoying watching this without being jealous of them for being beautiful.
She's so gorgeous.
She is so beautiful and petite. And that cape, I don't know about you, but never. When I was little.
Oh.
And even now.
Okay.
Literally, constantly in search for the perfect cape.
Okay, I'm sorry. You lost me, but I'm back with you. Because in France, they call them crepes. It's not as much fun when I do it.
Well,
it's funny, but it's such your thing.
I'm sorry.
Be funnier.
I'm sorry. No, but seriously, though, when you were little, weren't you obsessed with finding the perfect cape?
Oh, I didn't have to find it because my dad, awful, he's awful. God, take him. He made us capes. We went to Michael's.
That's right, he made you capes.
He made us capes.
He used to be good before the heart transplant.
Yeah. Well, he didn't have a heart transplant, actually, as I say that. He did have open heart surgery, though, where they put things in, and then they opened the thing, and then they scraped
it. Maybe that's a problem. They need to get him a new one.
Yeah, does anyone have a heart they'd like to give to an 80-year-old racist? Let me know. I got a good patient for you. Yeah, no, capes are great. Capes are great. Can I say, though?
And I loved her cape.
Overall, her performance wasn't my favorite, but I do think that Cam took the note really well. When she's like, you're not a little girl. This is not the spirit of a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I did see her character completely shift.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
You know what also I appreciated? It. When she like scratched her ear or something and the lace lifted up a little bit. I saw that and I thought, thank
human.
God, she's not perfect.
Human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to the runway because I have some thoughts.
Yeah. Let's start with Nikki Doll.
Holy
nothing goofy
shit.
About this. Stunning.
The best she's ever looked.
Beautiful.
I was blown away.
This is...
I hope she took
Marie
so
Antoinette,
many pictures in this.
RuPaul.
Marie Antoinette before the whole, like...
Let's
but
start with...
The runway theme is flowers.
Flowers.
Okay?
Floral.
And how do we say that in French?
Fleur. Mm. Let's start with Soi de Muse, last week's winner. She came out... Now, I don't... So here's the thing.
Okay.
We did this last week in America with the RuPaul reinterpretations.
Sure.
I love a reinterpretation of a theme and with an explanation, maybe this works. However, if you look at something and the theme is flower and you don't get flower at all, I think it's maybe not the ticket. And so I don't see flower in this.
Okay.
I love her.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And yes, but yes. And we
and
how do you say and
when?
Yeah. I agree with you that it didn't immediately give me flower, but once I knew it was flower, I immediately knew what flower she was. Like, on the outside, sure, I didn't know she was supposed to be a flower.
Yeah.
But then as soon as you know the category is flower, I immediately knew she was a bird of paradise. Even though I wasn't sure if she was supposed to be a flower, but when it's like, oh, flower, that's a bird of paradise.
I don't.
Right?
Maybe the problem is with me. I don't, maybe I just don't know bird flowers that much.
Have you ever seen a bird of paradise?
I can't picture in my brain.
So they're super duper colorful and they have like kind of, it almost looks like a beak kind of sticking out and it's
Should
just...
I look it up?
Oh, Google. Yeah, Google it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see it now.
Doesn't that look like her hair?
I'm just not good with
flora. I agree with you. She's not wearing a flower. So if she comes out on the runway, I'd be like, oh, it's like a punk rainbow. Happy Pride.
I'm just not really good with flora and fauna. So that was my bad. I'm sorry.
She fawns over a lot, but she doesn't floor.
Let's move on to Cam Hugh.
Yeah.
Now this is Marie Antoinette.
Oh
this is
God.
So beautiful.
Hydrangea.
We know that she's always going to look gorgeous on the runway.
Hydrangea.
I think we can know that.
Gorgeous.
It's pinup. It's beautiful. I'm mad at her.
Okay.
I
say this? As someone who's jealous and has an exit plan here. Yes, she's gorgeous. Are we starting to see the same look? It's week two, and we've already seen this kind of pin-up, gorgeous, tiny waist corset, blonde hair look. I'm just saying that because I just want her to fail because of her beauty.
Yeah. La Big Bertha. Now, she was a funeral wreath.
This is funny.
This is really funny. I just wish it was a little bigger and more evident on the outset.
I wish it was on the front. Yeah, I agree with you. When she turned around, I giggled. I went, ha ha, because death, funny. If you do it right. I wish there had been a little more to it.
Something right at the beginning to make us... Yeah. Because it just does look like a, black dress
choir
or whatever.
Row. Yeah.
But I love her. I love the hair. Ellipse.
So Ellipse took her runway look from last week. She turned everything blue and then put flowers on top of it. Remember last week she had the black sleeve that she wore the little dress over on top of?
Oh, yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder, is this a style? Her long sleeve, solid color.
It's smart.
I'm curious.
I like the hair. I like the makeup. It's very structured.
We've seen a lot of dresses made out of flowers before. So I do think in order to impress the Drag Race universe, that is, let's be honest, spoiled.
wait.
Milk.
What would we do? What would you do? If IMHO had a theme challenge and it was flower, what would you do?
Are you about to throw up or what? Or sneeze? What are you doing?
I'm wearing a corset for the first time.
Okay, no one can see that. So
I think they can compared to last week. I look pregnant without it.
Dirt cake. I would
what?
Do dirt cake.
But that's not you flowers.
You ever made dirt cake? But it's like funny. I'd be a pot and then I'd have gummy worms kind of falling out of me. And then, then I get bad critiques on the runway, so I have to go back and sit under the Eiffel Tower because I'm French in this fantasy. And then I just take gummy worms out of my bosom and I just eat gummy worms while I go, they don't get it.
Maybe I would do like a Thanksgiving like cornucopia. No, that's not flowers either, is it? But sometimes they do fall flowers.
I would stick you in a turkey.
Thank you.
Given the opportunity.
You're my biggest tryptophan. Let's move on to La Brioche. Now she did...
Mario.
She did Mario. Clever. Here's what I'm going to say.
The top.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
Yeah.
Or the skirt. Can I be honest?
Love the idea.
I would wear this.
Yes, which is why you know
which
it's wrong.
Which is why it's wrong.
If your thing is like, I'm meeting the thing with like a puppet, the rest
Little
of you
shop.
Has to be... Right. The Little rest of shot. You has to be somewhat connected to it. And she just wore this purple top. Like,
I what if the skirt...
If she had dressed as Mario, now that.
Or okay what if she wore like a tube dress that was the pipe?
The green. She was the pipe.
The pipe, yeah. Lolita Banana.
She said, I've done a lot, but I'm going to do more. I love
this. This is stunning. And to hear the backstory about how her family helped her make it... And it's from her cousin's Kinsey.
I don't know that we said this on the first episode. She's the first queen in the entire Drag Race multiverse who is born in Mexico. She is the first Mexican-born drag queen in
that
Drag Race.
That seems wrong.
Isn't that wild?
So, but like, I mean, amazing.
To see her, like, paying homage and having her family be a part of it.
And having it be recognized and celebrated.
And she threw rose petals. Like, do you remember when
she
Sasha said,
Velour?
She said, I'll do it too. Wee.
And it says, Viva la V-Drag? I think it's like drag life is what it translates to.
Okay.
Long live the drag life. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I
so
loved
proud
it.
Of her. I
this was
her.
Such a good week for her.
Yeah.
Paloma. I'm in love. I'm falling more and more in love with Paloma every single time.
I loved this. We ran into issues with some queens where we weren't able to tell it was a flower, right? We weren't getting that. But the oversized thorns, I think, read very well. To me, this was a great way to deconstruct the flower without moving completely away from
it. The only thing I will say, I completely agree.
Okay.
I wish I could have seen these roses. She entered and threw them down right away.
Yeah.
I wish she would have showed them a little more.
Yeah. Like, put them in her butt.
This is Lova La Diva.
This was sad.
This is another of, I probably would wear this.
Exactly.
So maybe we shouldn't be.
I really love...
I love her.
I love her.
I thought she was funny in the challenge.
I thought she was really funny.
Can I be honest?
I agree with you. I do think that there was a few comedic moments that were maybe flubbed, but overall, I just love her. And I love her whole, like, old drag kind of aesthetic.
Old school drag, yeah.
What did I say?
Old drag.
Well,
if you put school on it, smarts less.
Yeah.
I really didn't mean to do that. La Grande Dame, La Grande Dame.
She looked
insane. We're never gonna get anything short of masterful.
Insane. The hair coming off her face.
As an
like the only hair I ever see regularly coming off someone's face is Alexis in drag. And I've never seen it that beautiful.
It's insane.
Yours is like really short and coarse.
Of course it is. The winner was Paloma. Yeah, I agree.
I was cheering on both Paloma and Lolita. Like I was a fan of both. So happy. She had to carry the whole, again, she was on stage the entire time. She had to carry the whole thing and she was standing next to a dud.
And she had no notes. And I guess she helped
yeah,
other people.
You're right. But the bottom two
are Lova La Diva and Soir de Muse.
I don't get it.
That confused
me.
I don't get the
swa. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. She did lip sync against Lova,
who's already lip synced. So we've seen kind of what she can do.
You know, she did kind of the death rattle, as I like to call it. She took her wig off. She took her clothes off.
She took her ears off, which I was wishing. I knew she was gonna take everything off. I wish she'd have made them.
Is that JB?
Is that JB? That was weird.
Oh, my neighbor just took her ears off. I'm sorry. They are removable.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, unfortunately, we have to say au revoir to our old school drag.
Thank you.
Lova La Diva, right?
Lova La Diva. Yeah.
Is that what I said? What did I say?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your talent, and we are so happy we got to know you for a couple episodes. And you know what's going to be great? Is you're going to go home, and you're going to continue to be old school.
Yes.
Which is important. It belongs in drag culture.
I think she had a wonderful, beautiful exit speech, though. Like, yes. She was very grateful for the opportunity, which any of us would be.
We would be.
And she got to be a part of the first ever. Like, you never forget your first.
I did forget mine, but that was a trauma response, though. I did learn later. That was something, I was protecting myself.
Right. My first, it was curved.
Down? We are so excited to continue to be in France. This was really fun.
I do, I'm having a good time.
I'm having a wonderful time.
And we'll see how long we do.
And I thought Nikki was great. Oh. Both of our statements were crazy. All right. So if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you hit the subscribe button and, of course, the bell notification.
Babes, and join us over on Patreon. If we get to 2,000, I get to taste Darby.
Nope. I'm going
to
taste her.
And it's going to be so fun. She doesn't have a good pain threshold.
Yeah. Also, we're both on Cameo, so we can send messages to your family or to yourself if
individually.
You're lonely.
Yes, and if you want one together, it's called a Shameo. Go to imhlshow.com. where we have our merch, by the way, and you can get a Shameo.
And also, just, you know what you need to do? Most importantly, be yourself, be French, okay?
Yes.
Eat a baguette for breakfast and eat it for lunch, because I don't know what they have for lunch over there. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Au revoir.
Oui. There's a ring light over there.
Testing sound. I'm testing the sound. Can you hear my sound? Testing sound. No, we don't have time for that. Testing sound. I wish I could get your help, but we just don't have time.
Oh my God, we're here.
We're here. We're behind the scenes.
We're at Circuit Mom Studios.
In Chicago, Illinois, USA. We're just waiting on Alexis to get here. We're out of drag because like we're just in rehearsal.
Just casually behind the scenes, preparing for the show. A week and a half away. Very excited.
Yes. And we're back in the closet, so you don't have to be, which is exciting because these are all... Hey. Alexis? Why are you in drag? We're out of drag today.
No.
The gig is like in 10 days.
Yeah, we've got time.
I'm ready now.
Okay, no.
Hi, I'm Alexis P. Vebbles. The P stands for party in this closet. We are here on location at Circuit Mom Studios, where we will be interviewing the creme de la creme. Huh?
No, go ahead.
Where we will be interviewing the creme de la creme of the Circuit Mom cinematic universe, the CMCU, if you will. Now, Darby,
yes.
Chan. Mm-hmm.
Oh, someone's coming. Hide.
Hi. Joining me now is Circuit Sun themselves, Edwin.
Hey.
Edwin, how long have you been in the Circuit Mom cinematic universe?
Going on 9 years.
Nine.
Oh my God.
Long.
I was like a little baby gay. I didn't even know what a circuit party was.
I don't know. Let me do the math.
What's a circuit party?
You were like a teenage gay.
What we're all preparing for. It's a big old gay rave.
Yes, that is exactly. I knew that. That was Plur. The test.
Plur, you know?
Plur?
Yeah. Peace, love, unity, respect.
The P stands for Plur. Plur.
The P stands for Plur. You heard it here first.
You heard it here, Plur.
Wait, so how did you meet Circuit Mom? Were you just attending a little circuit party and Mom was like, I need help? Or
I actually met Mom a few different ways. Like, the very first party that I went to, I was a little baby gay, and I lived behind the GNC on Broadway in Belmont.
We know the one.
I got locked out of my apartment, and the GNC guy came out, and I was like, would you help me, like, get up the AC unit so I could go into my window.
Oh, because he was strong because he had supplements?
Exactly. I met that guy, and then he took me. His name was German Rubio, or is. He's still alive, obviously. You're still alive.
heard it here first.
May she live.
And he took me to a party, and he's like, show up at the House of Blues. And I showed up with jeans and a t-shirt, and he's like, what are you wearing? And he took me inside, went upstairs. He was one of the go-go boys. And then he fully dressed me in, like, mesh kind of assless chaps. It was like leather in the front and it was like mesh in the back. And that was my first circuit party that I went to. And it was Circuit Mom's party. And then years later, I met her after I quit my job and everything kind of clicked.
Would you say that GNC and their supplements actually brought you and Circuit Mom together?
I would say so, yes.
You heard it here first. Get your iron.